Yeah, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa group. Before we start our session, I would like to read today's quote by Srila Prabhupada. Anything fresh that is full of vitamin, grow fresh, take fresh. Paris, August 3rd, 1976. So today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, Chapter 2, 159 onwards. Verse number 159 onwards. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for giving your very, very beautiful time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic about Chaitanya Bhagavat and glories of our Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit, Bhavuk Nimai. I now hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat today on the Bhakti Sangha Japa Group Conference. Let us begin by chanting our Mangalacharan prayers. Om अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. Reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. All translations and purports are by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, the revered spiritual master of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Text 159 of the second chapter of the Madhya Khanda. Mahaprabhu Vishwambara Pratidine Dine Sankirtana Kare Sarva Vaishnavera Sane. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay is describing the activities of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has appeared in Navadvip. First, as Mataji was saying, first he appeared and manifested his pastimes as little Nimai, baby Nimai. Then as Nimai Pandit, after he finished his education, he was the greatest Pandit, greatest scholar. And now, after taking initiation from Sri Ishwar Puripal, our Nimai has become Bhavuk Nimai. He's filled with bhav for Krishna. And he's serving the devotees, he's always chanting Hare Krishna. And the devotees who did not have devotee association in Navadvip, because most of the people were materialistic, they are simply ecstatic now because they have found their leader, they have found their savior, they have found a very wonderful Vaishnav in the form of Nimai. So what are the activities of Nimai Pandit as Bhavuk Nimai? They are being described in these pages of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is such a beautiful verse, verse 159. Let us taste the nectar of this verse. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing our Bhavuk Nimai as Mahaprabhu Vishwambhara Prati Dine Dine Sankirtana Kare Sarva Vaishnavera Sane. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Mahaprabhu Vishwambhar or Bhavuk Nimai, Dine Dine, Prati Dine Dine, every day, every single day, what did he do? Sankirtana Kare. He did Harinam Sankirtan every single day, Harinam Sankirtan. With who? Sarva Vaishnavera Sane, with Sri Advaita Acharya, with Srivas Thakur, with Kolavecha Shridhar, with Gadadhar Pandit, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Shivananda Sen, Buddhimanta Khan, so many devotees, Mukunda Datta, Mukunda Sarkar, Narhari Sarkar, Raghunandan, the list goes on. These exalted, exalted devotees, they were doing Nam Sankirtan, Vishri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabe bada anandita dekhi Vishwambhar, lakite na pare keha apana Ishwar. Everyone was greatly pleased to see their Vishwambhar. Sabe bada anandita, everyone became very happy, dekhi Vishwambhar. By seeing Bhavuk Nimai, they became all ecstatic. Lakhite na pare keha apana Ishwar. They could not recognize that this Bhavuk Nimai is actually their Ishwar Krishna. They could not recognize. Because all these pastimes happen under the cover of the Leela Shakti, Yoga Maya. And in the Leela Shakti, Yashoda Maharani does not know that her Kanha is Bhagwan, who had ripped open Hiranyakashipu, who had killed Ravan with one arrow to the heart. She does not know that her little boy is the Lord of Brahmaji. Lakhite na pare keha apana Ishwar. They became very happy by seeing Bhavuk Nimai, but they could not understand that he is their Ishwar. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also, there is a very beautiful pastime. Our Vrindavan Das Thakur writes elsewhere in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Kiba adbhuta katha kahila gosai. Oh Gosai, you have spoken. Parishat Maharaj is speaking to Shukdev Goswami. That what adbhut katha you have told? What is that? That all the Brajvasi parents, gopas and gopis, they loved their child less than Yashoda and Nanda's child. Now, is it possible that someone loves the neighbor's child more than their own child? Apni property kiske naam karte hai sab parents? Apne bachche ke naam. There's so much attachment. But Srimad Bhagavatam describes that everybody loved Krishna more than their own children. And when Krishna became their child during the Brahma Vimohan Leela ke baad ek for 1 year, at that time, everyone was loving their child as much as Krishna, because the child was Krishna. The cows were also loving their calves as much as they loved Krishna, because they also used to love Krishna more than their own calves. Actually, the love that a cow has for the calf, Vatsa, वहां से वात्सल्य शब्द आता है. The word वात्सल्य रति comes from the love of the cow for the vatsa, for the calf. But here, the cows did not love their calves as much as they loved son of Nanda and Yashoda, Krishna. देखो, how the laws of nature are also reversed in prem. But when the calves had, when Krishna had become the calves, then now the cows were loving their vatsas as much as Krishna. But they did not realize that their calf is Krishna, nor did the elder gopis realize that their lala is Krishna. You see? They thought, this is my child, I don't know why I'm loving him so much. So same bhav yahan par hai, same thing. Sabe bada anandita dekhi Vishwambhar, lakhitena pare keha apana Ishwar. Whenever they saw Bhavuk Nimai, they would become very happy. But they didn't understand why they are feeling that love, why they are feeling so such happiness after seeing this Vishwambhar. Ye to aise adhyapak hai, teacher hai. Why we are so happy seeing this teacher of Vyakaran? We don't know. Because they could not understand that he is their worshipable Ishwar. Jo Ishwar ko ghar pe laad ladate hai, apne deities ke roop mein, jinka naam japte hai, wo wahi hai. Adhyapak Sanskrit ke. Nimai Pandit. Very beautiful. Sarva vilakshana tara parama avesh dekhiya sabara chitte sandeha vishesh. His state of supreme spiritual absorption, whose Bhavuk Nima is, his state of spiritual absorption distinguished him from others. And on seeing this, everyone became suspicious. Who is this Bhavuk Nima? We have never seen anybody like this. We have seen many devotees. We have seen Ishwar Puri when he came to Navadvip. We have even seen Madhavendra Puri. Previously, he had also come to Navadvip. हमारे यहाँ तो अद्वैत आचार्य बैठे हैं, हरिदास ठाकुर जपते रहते हैं, रोते रहते हैं दिन भर. और ये ऐसा भावुक नहीं, मैंने ऐसा नहीं देखा. राधा रानी है ना, इट इज राधा भाव दीदी सुवलित नवमी कृष्ण स्वरूप. हरि बोल. हु इज दिस? दे वर बिकम सस्पिशियस. कौन है ये? ऐसे ऐसा भाव, ऐसा प्रेम फॉर कृष्ण. सर्व विलक्षण तारा परम आवेश, द प्रेम आवेश ऑफ महाप्रभु दे. They are very surprised to see. They became suspicious. Who is this? Jokhana Prabhu Rahaya Ananda Avesh Kekahi Betaha Sabe Para Prabhu Shesh. Our Vrindavan Thakur, while describing the emotions of the Navadvip Vasis, the devotees in Navadvip, how they were feeling when they saw Bhavuk Nimai, our Vrindavan Thakur Mahashaya is saying, who can describe Lord Nimai's blissful absorption, Ananda Avesh, his blissful absorption, other than he himself in the form of Shesh, Ananda Shesh, Bhagavan. Who else? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj writes in the purport, the words Prabhu Shesh refers to the thousand-headed Lord Ananta. के कही वे तहा सबे पारे प्रभु शेष. ओनली प्रभु शेष, अनंत शेष भगवान कैन डिस्क्राइब, अदरवाइज नोबडी कैन डिस्क्राइब द डीप एब्जॉर्प्शन दैट निमाई फेल्ट. एंड हु इज अनंत शेष? नदी आगोत्र में नित्यानंद महाजन. यस, ही कैन डिस्क्राइब. एंड हाउ वृंदावन दास ठाकुर नोज? ही कैन डिस्क्राइब, उनके गुरु है ना. उनके प्रताप से हिज राइटिंग चैतन्य भागवत. बाय द मर्सी ऑफ निताई आवर श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज एबल टू राइट दिस चैतन्य भागवत. सो ही हैज रियलाइजेशन कि माय गुरु ने नोस. निताई नोस. शते को जने ओ कंप धरी बारे नारे नयने वहे शत 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 नदी धारे. व्हेन श्री भावुक निमा इज बॉडी, आवर चैतन्य महाप्रभुज बॉडी बिगैन टू शिवर, कंप, इवन शतेक जने, इवन 100 पीपल वेर नॉट एबल टू होल्ड हिम स्टडी. धरी बारे नारे, दे कुड नॉट होल्ड हिम स्टडी. व्हेन ही वाज गेट शिवरिंग, रोमांच कंप श्रुतरंग भाजो वंदे गुरु श्री चरण अरविंदम. महाप्रभु कीर्तन नृत्य लीला आदित्यमाध्यान मनसोर सेना रोमांच कंप श्रुतरंग भाजो वंदे गुरु श्री चरण अरविंदम. When our Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya, they would have kampa, ecstatic trembling of the body, even 100 people could not hold him steady. Achha? And what about his tears? Nayane vahe shata shata nadi dhare. And from Bhavuk Nimai's beautiful lotus eyes, Kamala Nayan, flowed so many tears that it appeared as if hundreds of rivers were flowing. This is Radharani's prem. Hundreds of tears were flowing from his two Kamala Nayan. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami also in Shri Shashi Sunu Ashtakam, he describes them. Two rivers are created from the two eyes. So beautiful. So hundreds of rivers are flowing from his Kamala Nayan. कनक पन सजेन पुलकित अंग क्षणे क्षणे अट्ट अट्ट हासे बहु रंग. अच्छा, व्हाट अबाउट द हेयर स्टैंडिंग ऑन आवर निमाय, भावुक निमाय बॉडी? कनक पनस येन पुलकित अंग, पुलकित अंग, व्हेन द हेयर ऑन हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी स्टूड ऑन एंड, हिज बॉडी लुक लाइक अ गोल्डन जैकफ्रूट. कनक फणस, इन मराठी फणस, जैकफ्रूट, कनक फणस, गोल्डन फणस, गोल्डन जैकफ्रूट, Because golden avatar is the Radharani's color, Radha Bhav and Radha Dyuti. Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So it looks, because jackfruit has all the spikes, na? So, all is golden. Golden. Our Gauranga Mahaprabhu looked like a golden jackfruit. Kanaka Phanas. And again, he would laugh loudly with great jubilation. Shane shane atta atta hase bahuranga. Tasting bhakti rasa, our rasovaisa Krishna in the mood of Radharani, he would laugh, he would cry, he would dance, experiencing all these emotions. Kshane haya anande murchita prahareka bhaya haile na bole na Krishna vyati reka. Sometimes in ecstasy, Bhavuknima, I lost consciousness. Kshane haya anande murchita. He would fall unconscious in great bliss. Have we ever experienced such happiness? Kavinen. Even when we get a top class mark, 100% marks, or we get the best job. Kavitna, my people, sometimes patients, I give them perfect report. Everything is, all your blood tests are normal. Liver function, kidney function, electrolyte, blood sugar, A1C, lipids, everything is nice. Perfect. Thyroid, ityadi, sab normal hai. But aisa anand ki some patient just becomes unconscious upon hearing that all the tests are normal. Nahin. Itna anand kabhi hota nahin hai. So, but Mahaprabhu, kshane kshane, moment after moment, he would experience such bliss that sometimes out of bliss, he would become murchit. And bhaya haile nabale na Krishna vatirikta. And when he came to bahya consciousness, external consciousness, he would never speak anything other than Krishna. Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahimam. Kshane hai anande murchita prahareke. Bhaya haile nabalena Krishna vyatire. When he would come to external consciousness, he would not speak anything but Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And sometimes for ek prahar, prahar eka. Kshane hai anande murchita prahar eka. For three hours, one prahar. There are ashta prahar lila, eight prahars, 24 hours. So one prahar is 3 hours. Three hours he would be unconscious, just absorbed in the ecstasy of remembering Krishna. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. Hare Krishna. As soon as Lord Nimai, Lord Vishwambhar, returned from internal consciousness to external consciousness, he would incessantly chant the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Kirtanya Sadahari. Living entities averse to Krishna always remain bereft of Lord's service while remaining in either the state of deep sleep, susupti, or dreaming, swapna, and upon awakening, jagaran, immediately engage in discussing topics of their own sense gratification. So, kya hai stock market? Kya position hai? Aur cricket kya hua? Cricket kya? What is the score? Always they are talking about kidhar sale lagi hai, kidhar shopping ko jana hai, window shopping chalo. Jeb mein paisa nahi hai, but window shopping. Nayan sukh, nayan sukh. Nayan sukh chahiye, to take darshan of Radha Shyam Sundar. Take darshan of Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madhav, Radha Ras Bihari. Take darshan. That is real Nayan Sukh. But people immediately engage in sense. So when they are awake, engaging in sense gratification. Or they are in a sleeping state, they are dreaming about material things. Or they are completely in the mode of ignorance in Susupti, in complete deep sleep. Three states are there. Complete ignorance in deep sleep, phantasmagoria in Sokma, and when they are awake, Jivhara Lalasaya Iti Uti Dhaya, Shishnodara Parayan Krishna Nahi. Running here and there after sense gratification. That is the life of everyone in this material world. Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavanji. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bir. Unless one finds a guru by Krishna's mercy, this is the life. This is the cycle, life cycle. Life cycle of a jiva in the Brahmanda. Brahman kar rahe. Samsara chakra, Brahmata. Either udhar, sometimes human body, sometimes animal body, insect body. But such behavior was not found in Lord Nimai. Our Bhavuk Nimai was not like that. As the Lord was the teacher of the highest ideals, all his activities, both internal and external, were based on service to Krishna. What a sentence. I'm going to read it again. Our Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, as the teacher of the highest ideals, all of Lord Gauranga's activities, both internal and external, were completely 100% based on service of Krishna. See, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was a Prakhanda Pandit, very, very, perhaps the greatest scholar on earth of his time, when he was asked, why did you choose a spiritual master such as Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, Virakta Chudamani, Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, who did not even have basic material education. Aisa kehte ki he could not even read and write. Hare Krishna. From the material literacy point of view. Or very basic. Why did you choose a guru like Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj? Why not choose some very highly educated, some PhD Sanskrit, who is nothing wrong with PhD Sanskrit. But they asked this question, why not take Diksha from a very great scholar? Would you like to hear Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's reply? He said, my father, who is a Prakhanda Pandit himself, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahashaya, the author of Jaiva Dharma, socho. Kya unka panditya hoga? Author of Jaiva Dharma. You know who proofread Jaiva Dharma? When Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj wrote Jaiva Dharma, who proofread it? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And how old was he? Only 9 years old. Nau varsh ke balak. 9 year old Bimala Prasad was the proofreader of Jaiva Dharma. You can imagine what kind of a scholar he was, what kind of a scholar his father was. And father, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, is giving a letter of recommendation to his son, ki jao diksha lo. Babaji Maharaj se diksha lo jao. So question is why? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj said, in the evening, in Swananda Sukhada Kunj, when my father would give Bhagavatam classes, sometimes Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj would come to hear from Thakur Mahashaya. That's why in our parampara, Thakur Mahashaya comes after Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then comes our Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Mahashaya. So he would come and hear. And Audhutthe, he would wear a tiger skin cap. Niche, Kopin. Can you imagine? Just picturize this. Visualize this. Either magistrate, sahab, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is speaking, unka aristocratic ghar hai, varanda mein baithke, he is giving pravachan, Bhagavatam pe. Big, big British officers are coming. Aristocratic, educated Indians are coming and sitting and hearing a very nice, well-studied discourse on Srimad Bhagavatam with all the 8 commentaries of the previous acharyas. And in that assembly, suddenly from the forest emerges one Babaji in a langot. And he is wearing a skull cap, topi, made of tiger skin. Achha, jap mala hai kya? Nahin. Ek rassi hai. Usko gathan baan ke, tying knots on a rope. He's chanting on that. This is our Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. So he would come and hear classes of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj says, I have examined Babaji Maharaj. I have examined andar se, bahar se, sab angles se examine kiya hai unko maine. Itne varsho se. I have examined him. Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. Not one second have I seen him do anything other than Krishna consciousness. If I would have seen that Srila, please listen carefully. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji Maharaj has said this. If I would have seen my Guru Maharaj, Virakta Chudamani, Nitya Lila Pravishtha, Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, spend 23 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds every day in Krishna consciousness, I would have rejected him. But I could not find 1 second when he was forgetful of Krishna. 1 second when he was not serving Krishna, I could not see. Everything in his life was for Krishna. Sote hi nahi the. Constant bhajan chalu hai. When Saraswati Thakur approached for Diksha, he says, I will ask Mahaprabhu and then tell. So, like that. Our Mahaprabhu is like that. Bhaya haile na bale na Krishna vyatirek. Other than Krishna katha, Krishna naam, Nimai, Bhavuk Nimai would not speak a single word other than that. Hunkara sunite dui shravana vidare tana anugrahe tana bhaktagana tare. The ears of the people were pierced by Bhavuk Nimai's loud roar in ecstasy. But by his grace, the devotees were delivered. Whoever heard the premnad, the loud sound that Mahaprabhu would produce in great prem for Krishna, anybody who heard that, tare, they were delivered. When godless people heard Lord Nimai's loud exclamations of love, premnad, love, exclamations of love for Krishna, their eardrums were almost broken. Eardrums are almost broken. Shravana phuto jo ansuno. Vrindavan, they say, aise karna kya kaam ke, jo Radha naam ko nahi sunte. Rasna kato jo anrato. Let that tongue be cut which doesn't chant Radha, Radha. Let the ears burst if they don't hear Radhana. So, but when the godless people, they needed this jolt. When the godless people heard Mahaprabhu's exclamations of love, their eardrums almost broke. When they heard the dahad of Gaurasimha, Gaurasimha, who is the source of Narasimha, their eardrums almost broke. But by Sri Gaurahari's mercy, when the devotees heard the same sound, they achieved freedom from material enjoyment. All their material desires were gone when the devotees heard. Which all the desires which are not related to Krishna would just fly away. Like pakshi on a tree. They would, when a lion, jab dahadta hai, when a lion roars, all the pakshi, all the pakshi, they fly away from the, in fear. Similarly, when Mahaprabhu would roar, all the material desires in the hearts of the devotees would go away. In other words, their inclination towards the service of Lord Krishna gradually increased. Anyway, we come in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Krishna Bhakti will increase. Prabhura Shikshashtaka Shloka Jai Padhe Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Vade Dine Dine. And when the non-devotees heard, they felt, oh, baap re baap, kitna loud hai. Aisa lag raha hai ki kaan ke parde phad jayenge. Eardrums will burst. What does this remind you of? Raise your hands. Hare Krishna. What does this remind you of? First chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Anybody? Raise your hand. Now everybody is reading 15th chapter only. Nobody is reading first chapter. Yes.
Krishna Prabhuji, I was thinking about when Krishna blew the conch shell, or the Pandavas blew the conch shell, the hearts of the Kauravas were trembling in fear.
Yes, their hearts were trembling in fear. And those who were on the side of the devotees, the Pandavas, they got so much enthusiasm to fight. Very nice. 167. Sarva anga sthamba kirti kshane kshane hai. Aha. So beautiful. Sometimes his entire body assumed the stationary form of a pillar. Stambha. Stambhe sabhayam namrigam namanusham. Our Narsimha Dev appeared from Stambha. Sarva Anga Sthamba Kriti. Mahaprabhu would become stunned in thoughts and absorption of Krishna. He would become stunned. Like a pillar. And Kshaneha Ese Anga Navanitamai. And when the devotees would touch Mahaprabhu, his body would become stunned like a hard pillar. Would become Navanitamai. Would become soft like butter. Hari Bol! Sarva Anga Sthamba Kriti. Kshane kshane hai, kshane hai asei anga navanita mai. Sometimes, Sri Gauranga's entire body assumed the stationary form of a pillar. And sometimes the same body became as soft as butter. Haribo. Apurva dekhiya sab bhagavata gane, naradnyana arakeha nakaraye mane. When the devotees saw these wonderful sights, who would like to see Mahaprabhu like this? Who wants to be born in Navadvip and witness Gaura Leela? Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Apurva dekhiya sab bhagavata gane, naradnyan arakeha nakaraye mane. When the devotees saw these wonderful sights of Gauranga Dev, they no longer considered him an ordinary human being. They said, this cannot be ordinary human being. So what did they think? Let us see. Keha bale epurusha amsha avatar. Keha bale esharire krishne ravihar. Some devotees would say, this person, bhavuk nimai, he is Purusha Amsha Avatar. He is a partial incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Purushottam kya avatar hai ye? Keha bale e sharire Krishna ra vihar. Another devotee would say, I think Krishna is sporting in his body. Krishna is enjoying through this verse. This is Krishna only. Keha bale kibashuka pralhada narada. Keha bale hena bhuji khandila apada. Some said, kya vyakhya karte hai Bhagavatam pe? Kitna prem hai Krishna se? How much he loves Krishna? How sweetly he speaks about Krishna like a parrot? Maybe his incarnation of Shukdeva Goswami. Kibashuka. And he's so absorbed in Krishna. He never forgets Krishna. Smaranam ke to Guru Prahlad Maharaj. Maybe he is incarnation of Prahlad. Kiva Prahlad. Kitna sundar gaate hai. Kitna sundar gaate hai. Krishna 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 Krishna. Hey. He must be Devarshi Narad. Who goes and sings nice nice bhajans everywhere. Kiva Narad. Then some other devotee or some other person would say, Hena Bhuji, Khandila Apa. It appears, I feel, that just with the association of this Bhavuk Nimai, all our troubles are gone. Khandila Apat. All the apatti has gone because of this Nimai. In this are different people. We are speculating. Who is this Bhavuk Nimai? Jata sabha bhagavata ganera grihini tara bale Krishna si janmila pani. And the grihinis, all the wives of all the devotees, what would they say? It appears that Krishna asi janmila apani. It appears that Krishna has personally appeared. Krishna has personally appeared. Keha bale ei bhuji prabhu avataro ei mata mane sabe kare na vichara. Someone said, perhaps he is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Keha bale ei bhuji prabhu avatar. This is definitely the Supreme Lord incarnated. Ei mata mane sabe karena vichar. In this way, in their minds, everybody was thinking in different ways. Who is this Nimai? Who is this Nimai? Who is this Nimai? We have never seen such ecstasy, such prem. Bhaya haile thakura sa bara galadhari je krandana kare taha kahite na pari. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya. He's saying, I am unable to describe how Lord Nimai held the devotees, embraced them, held them by their neck and began to cry when he regained external consciousness. When Mahaprabhu would regain external consciousness, he would embrace the devotees like Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Prabhu, Mukunda Datta, then Murari Gupta. He would embrace these devotees and cry. Cry. Then this very beautiful verse is quoted. Amun adhanyani dinantarani hare tvad alokanam antarena anatha bandho karunai kasindho hahanta hahanta katham nayami. In separation from Krishna, our bhavuk Nimai would embrace the devotees and cry in separation from Krishna, reciting this verse. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakurji Maharaj says in the purport, this verse is elaborated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 2.59, wherein the Lord expresses his feelings of separation for Krishna as follows. All these inauspicious days and nights are not passing. They are not passing. See, when we are happy, time goes fast. And when we are in pain, time goes very slow. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev in Radha Bhav, in separation from Krishna, is saying, these days and nights are not passing. For I have not met you, Krishna. I have not met you. It is difficult to know how to pass all this time. But you are the friend of the helpless. You are anatha bandho. I am helpless and you are anatha bandho. You are the friend of the helpless. And you are ocean of mercy. Karunaika sindho. You are the sindhu, ocean of karuna, mercy. He Krishna karuna sindho. Dina bandho jagatpate. This should be our mood when we chant this mantra. Kindly give me your audience, for I am in a precarious position. Please give me your Hare Tvad Alokanam Antarena. Please give me darshan. Okay, let's read the translation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, O my Lord Krishna, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O friend of the helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Karunaika Sindhu. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. Please give darshan, give darshan. Give me your association. I want to see you. Amun adhanyani dinantarani hare tvad alokanam antarena anatha bandho karunaika sindho ahanta ahanta katham nayami. Amun adhanyani dinantarani hare tvad alokanam antarena anatha bandho karunaika sindho hahanta hahanta katham nayami. Amun adhanyani dinantarani hare tvad alokanam antarena anatha bandho karunaika sindho hahanta hahanta katham nayami. Three of you, please sing this verse. Vishwanath Prabhu, Lavanya Mataji and Darshini Mataji, please sing one after the other, please. What a beautiful verse this is.
Ayom nadanti tirtaranani hare tvalokam artaranena ananta bandho karne kasindu ahanta hanta katam nayami.
Okay, very good. Lavanya Mataji, go ahead. Sudevi, then you can also sing, okay? After that. Lavanya Mataji, you can unmute.
ఉత్తరాని వారే త్వరవలోకమంతరేణా అనాథ బంధో కరుణేక సింధో హానంత హాహంత కథం నమామి.
దర్శిని మాతాజీ,
అమూన్య ధన్యాని దినాంతరాణి హరే త్వదాలోకనమంతరేణ అనాథ బంధో కరుణేక సింధో హాహంత హాహంత కథం నయామి.
వెరీ నైస్. అండ్ లిటిల్ సుదేవి, గో అహెడ్ నౌ.
Rupiji, which verse?
Verse 174. Do you have it in front of you?
Yes, Rupiji. Amunya dhanya nitinam tarani hare twada lokanam antarena anantha bandho karuneka sindho
వెరీ నైస్, థ్యాంక్ యూ సుదేవి. అమోన్ అధన్యాని దినాంతరాణి, మై డియర్ నైట్ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ అధన్య ఇన్ ఆస్పిషియస్. హరే త్వదాలోకనమంతరేణ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ యూ. ఓ హరి, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ యూ. అనాథ బంధో కరుణైక సింధో, but you are the deena bandhu, anatha bandhu, you are merciful to the fallen people like me, and you are karunaika sindhu, you are very merciful, ocean of mercy. Haanta haanta katham nayami, I am not able to bear this separation, I am not able to stay away from you, please please give me your darshan.
Kotha gele pai muse murali vadana balite chhadaye shwasa karaye krandana.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, where will I find Krishna who plays on his flute?
Kotha gele pai muse murali vadana bolite chhadaye shwasa karaye krandan.
Speaking in this way, Bhavuk Nimai would breathe deeply and he would weep and cry. Karaye krandan, such a beautiful verse.
Kotha gele payo muse murali vadana bolite chhadaye shwasa karaye krandana.
Purport. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 2.15, it is stated, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to express his mind in this way. Where is the Lord of my life who is playing on his flute?
Kaha mora prananath murali vadan, kaha jao kaha pao brajendra nandan.
Where is Krishna, the Lord of my life, who plays on the flute? Where shall I go now? Where shall I go? Where should I go to find Nanda Nandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj? Also, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, Antya, 12th chapter, 5th verse, 15th chapter, 24th verse, and 17th chapter, 53rd verse, it is stated, the Lord would cry, O my Krishna, O my Lord Krishna, O my life and soul, O son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna, where shall I go? Where shall I attain you? Where shall I find you? O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who plays on the flute, hey Vamshidhari, hey Chittahari, what shall I do? Where shall I go? Where can I find? Where can I go and get Krishna? I want Krishna, Krishna. Please, both of you, tell me, how can I find him? How shall I find Krishna? How can I find Krishna? What shall I do? Where shall I go? Where can I meet Krishna? Because I cannot find Krishna. My life is leaving my body. I cannot hold on to my life air. My life air is leaving. Krishna, 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 Krishna. But the body is on fire. When the body is on fire, when a house is on fire, all the occupants of the house run away, isn't it? When the house is on fire, all the occupants should run away. This body is like a house, And who is staying inside the soul? Pran. When the body is burning in fire of separation from Krishna, body is burning, the soul wants to leave. Haribo.
Stira hai prabhu sab apto gana sthane prabhu bole mora dukha karo nivedane. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became calm, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev said to his intimate devotees, now I will relate topics of my distress to you. Listen, I will tell you my heart.
Prabhu bole mora se dukher anto nai paiya o harainu jivana kanhai.
Aha. Nimai, Bhavuk Nimai would tell the devotees, there is no end to my distress. Mora se dukher anto nai. There is no end to my distress. My distress, my sorrow is endless. Because after achieving Kanhai, Krishna, Kanha, Rajendra Nandan Kanha, who is the Lord of my life, I attained him. And then I lost him. See, if someone doesn't have something and it is lost, then there is no pain. Because there was no gain. So there is no pain. But when we gain something, imagine somebody is a beggar. There's no food. And somehow he gets two rotis. Somehow begging, he gets two rotis. These two rotis and some water is going to sustain his life. And he's about to sit and eat and someone comes and takes it away. Takes the rotis away and take the water away. He had it. He had got it. And now it is gone. Then there is more pain. Now if the same beggar is sitting and he is begging, you have not given him the roti and water. In your mind, you think, maybe I should give him two rotis and I should give him a glass of water. And then you change your mind. You say, okay, I will not give. And you tell the beggar, no, I cannot give anything. Will the beggar feel so much pain? No, because he never had it. But you give him the roti and the water and he's about to eat. Satisfy his hunger and quench his thirst and you take it away. Then, oh, what are you doing? Please, please. So Mahaprabhu is saying, I got Krishna. See, we don't feel anything because we have never seen Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is saying, I saw Krishna and now he has left me. Therefore, I am suffering in pain. Purport. The phrase Jivana Kanai refers to Kanu or Nandanandan Krishna, who is one's very life.
Sabara santosha haila rahasya shunite shraddha kori sabe basi lena chari bhite.
Everyone was satisfied to hear Nimai's confidential talks. So they all respectfully sat around him to listen. They sat around him. The word rahasya refers to secret or unmanifest topic or incident. Mahaprabhu saying, I will tell you the pain of my heart. I got Krishna, but then I lost him. Acha, when did you get Krishna and how did you lose him? Can you tell us? Yes, I will tell you rahasya. Sit down. So everybody sat down. And then Nimai will tell them the rahasya. But the time is almost up. So this the next speaker will tell the rahasya. We'll stop here. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the next speaker can speak from verse 179. He can make all of you hear the rahasya, he or she. Thank you very much. So I stopped at 178, Mataji's, who are managing, and we can start from 179 next time. Thank you very much. Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Gauranga and all the SML devotees. Such a nice and such a beautiful, you describe the separation of Radharani to Radharani from Krishna. It's very, very nice separation you just described. And you also glorify our Virakta Chudamani Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, how he was doing all the time, engaged 24, 23 hours, 59 seconds, such a wonderful. I am thinking when I will do like that way, Prabhuji. Please bless me. So little bit I can do more and more spiritual thing. Prabhuji, please bless me. It's very nice. And how Radharani, he teaches us how to do the devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. So it's such a wonderful, such a beautiful, ecstatic session you told.
Thank you, Yashomati Mataji. I pray for your spiritual advancement at the lotus feet of Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Radha Gopinath. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, do you have a time?
Yes, Mataji, I have time.
Okay. So, dear devotees, whoever they have a question or realization, please go ahead.
Yes, Darshini Mataji, you can go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, then with pranam, all glory, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I had one question and some reflections. So my question is that we are describing here about the bhav of Mahaprabhu, the prem he's feeling, the separation he's feeling. And Radharani felt this, I mean, she's feeling this every second, right? But I was just wondering what Krishna would have been feeling for the first time when he was experiencing this. Could you please throw light on that?
When he was experiencing what?
Like this kind of separation, like Krishna has not experienced this kind of mood and this kind of bhav before, right? So what was Krishna thinking and what was Krishna's first-hand experience at this point of time? What was Krishna thinking when he was going through this as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Hare Krishna. So, very, very sweet point you have brought up, Darshini Mataji. When Krishna was performing his Prakata Leela, at that time, like in the morning we were reading in Bhagavatam today, in Bhakti Center. During the time of the Rasa Leela, Krishna suddenly disappeared from the Rasa Leela. But Krishna was hiding behind the trees and he was watching the gopis. The gopis did not know that. The gopis were feeling intense separation from Krishna. And then the Gopi Geet came out. And then Krishna appeared. Tasam avir bhushavari. Smayamana mukhambhuja. Pitambhara dharasragvi. Sakshan manmatha manmatha. Krishna appeared. But all the while when the gopis were crying and crying and crying and searching for Krishna and crying, Krishna was right there. He was hiding and watching them. So Krishna was feeling separation? No. Gopis were feeling separation. Like you rightly said. But Krishna did feel separation. Krishna did feel separation from Radharani. Even more than Radharani. In Krishna Leela. How is that possible? Yes, it is the truth. When Krishna went to Mathura and then Dwarka, Krishna felt intense separation from Vrindavan. So much so that his eyes became big. His limbs started entering his body and he manifested the Mahabhav, Swarup of Jagannath, Sri Jagannath Dev. It is said that happiness increases when it is shared. 5 minutes. Happiness increases when it is shared. So when we are happy, we throw a party or we celebrate, isn't it? It's all about celebration. Why? Because when we celebrate, we share our happiness. Happiness increases. Come on, let's come together and celebrate. Happiness increases when it is shared. And sorrow decreases when it is shared. If we have someone to share our heartfelt sorrow with, we can cry on someone's shoulder. The sorrow is little eased. Hena? So happiness increases when it is shared and sorrow decreases when it is shared. Radharani had Lalita Vishakha Sakhi, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari to cry on. In separation from Krishna, Radharani could share her sorrow with her sakhis and manjaris. But who did Krishna have? No one. Neither in Mathura nor in Dwarka. So Krishna felt intense separation from Radharani. And he had no one to share it with, to reduce it. So Krishna felt intense separation. But Krishna realized that even though Radharani has so many sakhis and manjaris to share her sorrow with, still the separation that she's experiencing from me is much more than what I'm experiencing. My sorrow should be greater because I'm alone suffering. Radharani has so many sakhis to share with. But still, her ecstasy in Vipralambha is more than mine. So Krishna felt separation. But he realized that Radharani's separation is much more than his. Even though it should be much less because she has people to share it with. That's why Krishna said, I want to experience the love of Sri Radha. And that's why he came as Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is this love of Radharani? That in spite of sharing, it doesn't decrease. This ecstasy of separation, it only increases. Because it is not a mundane sorrow. If it was a mundane sorrow, it would have decreased with time. Time is the best healer, they say. You know. So, but Radharani's was not like that. When someone goes away, we cry the most in initial few days. Then in the second month, little less. In the third month, little less. In the fourth month, even less. And then life goes on. We carry on with our life. That's why they say time is the best healer. If there's a candle, on birthday, in the Western culture at least, they blow the candles. So one candle, what will happen? It will be extinguished. You can put out a candle by blowing on it. But have you seen a forest fire? In America, there are many forest fires. In California, in Florida, in many of the hot states. A forest fire, if you blow on it, nothing will happen. What if powerful wind blows on the forest fire? What will happen to the fire? It will increase. It goes from one tree to the next, to the next, to the next. The wind actually spreads the fire, increases the fire. Our love in this world is like a candle flame. Little separation, out of sight, out of mind. Why do relationships break in this world? Arey yaar, we were boyfriend, girlfriend, but then we went in different cities, we got different jobs, and you know, we moved on. The relationship is broken. Out of sight, out of mind. That's like a candle. When the wind of separation comes, the relationship is gone. But the love of Radha and Krishna, when there is the wind of separation blowing, that fire becomes more prajwalit. It becomes more and more an inferno, and it increases. The wind only, the wind of separation blows and the fire increases, 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 increases. Because the fire is not like a candle fire. It is like a forest fire. So Krishna wanted to experience that. And therefore he came as Sri Chaitanya Dev to experience separation, not what he felt. He already felt as Krishna. He doesn't want that. He has experienced that. He wants to know what is the separation that Radharani feels from me, which even though it should decrease, keeps increasing. So then he came as Sri Chaitanya Dev. And what he felt when he experienced Radharani's separation from Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is what we are reading. All this is happening. Murchita Avastha, Nirantar Krishna Naam, Krandan, becoming Sthambit, Pulaka Sharir. All this is happening. Pranayashru, Premnad. All this is happening. What exactly, your question was, what exactly did Mahaprabhu feel? That only Mahaprabhu knows.
Yeah, what exactly Krishna felt when he was Mahaprabhu.
Haan. So that only Mahaprabhu knows. That only Mahaprabhu knows. It is said that Ai Dina Dayardranath He Mathuranath Kadavalokyase Ridayam Twadaloka Kataram Daita Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. When Krishna went to Mathura, leaving the Brajbasis is headed by Srimati Radharani behind. There was one particular tree in a particular kunja in Golok Vrindavan under this tree, Radha and Krishna would meet, they would talk, they would have very wonderful, sweet, loving pastimes. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, Radharani came to that tree because she had so many memories of meeting Krishna under that tree, that Kalpavriksha tree. And Radharani said, "Oh, Kalpavriksha tree, you can fulfill all desires. Give me my Krishna back. I want my Krishna back. Please, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" She was crying. And the Kalpavriksha tree, who is supposed to fulfill all the desires, she could not give Krishna to Radharani. So Radharani embraced that tree and chanted this verse. Ai dina dayardra nathahe, mathura natha kadava lokyase. Hridayam todaloka kataram dahita brahmeti kim karum. Oh dear Krishna, dahita. Brahmeti, I'm completely confused and bewildered. Kim karum, what should I do? What should I do now? You have gone, you have left me. I cannot believe this. You have left me, you are gone. What will I do? In that divine state of spiritual madness, Radharani embraced that tree and spoke this verse. And it is said in the whole world, only two personalities understand the deep meaning of this verse. One is Radharani and one is that tree. That tree later on became Madhavendra Puri. Only these two personalities know the real meaning. Radharani knows because she spoke. And that tree, Madhavendra Puri, knows because Radharani embraced and gave that understanding. Tadami buddhi yogam tam. She gave understanding to that tree to understand this, the deep meaning of this verse. Only two. Even Krishna cannot understand this verse. But to understand this verse, Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he understood. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami writes, only three people know this verse. Radharani, Shripad Madhavendra Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Dev. So, to answer your question, what Krishna felt when he came as Mahaprabhu, the answer is nobody knows. Nobody knows. Only three people. Shripad Madhavendra Puri, Srimati Radharani. And Radharani in the form of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They know. We, because this is Madanakya Mahabhava. It is the highest, 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 highest stage of Prem. We have not even come to the level of Prem. Prem also, Srila Rupa Goswami explains, there are many, many stages in Prem. And the highest is Madanakya Mahabhava, which is what Mahaprabhu is tasting, which is Radharani's bhava, exclusive. Even the Manjaris, the Sakhis cannot experience that. So to answer your question, nobody knows what Mahaprabhu felt. Only Mahaprabhu knows. Only Radharani knows. And by their mercy, Madhavendra Puri knows. Who is the Param Guru of Sri Chaitanya Dev. So we don't know. We will never know. A Jiva can never know exactly what Mahaprabhu felt in the mood of Radharani. It is anirvachaniya and it cannot be experienced also by us. Cannot be described because it cannot be experienced. We can only offer our pranam to that bhav, Madanakya Mahabhav. Okay? Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have some reflections.
Yes, yes, please go ahead. I forgot. Please go ahead, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, the first thing was, when the gopis loved the cowherd boys as much as they loved Krishna during the Brahma Vimohan Leela. I was thinking that, Krishna's particular form as Shyamasundara is very attractive, but even when Krishna changes his form and comes in another forms also, it's so attractive that, the gopis don't even need to know the form of Krishna, just by the presence, they can sense it. So I was just thinking on, what was their level of, love for Krishna, the true love, right? You don't, Prabhupada was telling, it's blind love. You don't have to, actually see the form to fall in love. You just love. So I was remembering that. And also when, during the verse, it was said that, the wives of the people had told that, Krishna has personally appeared. I was thinking here also the wives got to know it first, and even in Krishna Leela also the wives of the Brahmana got a chance to serve Krishna first, and even the wives of Kali also got a chance to become devotees first. So I was just connecting that with Srimad Bhagavatam. And also I was thinking on it was mentioned that loud sound of pure devotees, right, when it enters the ear, it just purifies us completely. I was just thinking, how would it would have been in Vrindavan when Ayendra Prabhu would do Kirtan 24/7 for 24 years. I'm so unfortunate I could never hear, but we are so lucky that we have everything in ISKCON Desire, everything is recorded for us. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I really wish all of us could just go back to that. At least one Kirtan with Haindra Prabhu. I was just thinking on that, you know, because it was mentioned that, you know, even the pillars and all the temple walls also would vibrate in bhava when Haindra Prabhu would do Kirtan. So I just wish we could have been there. So that was one thing I was thinking of. And the last one was when you were mentioning that when the body burns in the fire of separation, you know, the soul immediately wants to leave. So I was thinking on how Rupa Goswami Pad, you know, wrapped up his pastime. In his last work, when he wrote that, you know, Srimati Radharani, you know, all my life I have written for everyone else. I have written for others, but I have never got a chance to write what I really wanted to write, what I wanted to express to you. And he mentions, you know, that, you know, oh, Srimati Radharani, all the, you know, just like how if we carry a, you know, very hot water in a boiling vessel and if it just spills little, also there's tertiary burns on the skin. So he was mentioning that, you know, the hot tears of my separation, of the fire of separation have come down and it has completely burnt my chest and I have covered it with my chadar. Oh, Radharani, now I open it unto you to show you. And I'm completely yours now. And as soon as he wrote this, you know, he left his body in separation from Radharani. And also the tree under which he wrote, you know, that tree also dried up in, you know, in that day, in that one day itself. So I was just meditating on that, you know, how glorious is even pain in, you know, Krishna consciousness. In this world, even happiness has pain. And in that world, even pain has bliss. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Darshini Mataji. Your reflections are like the icing and the cherry and the decoration and everything on top of the cake. Not that my vani is cake. My vani is fake. Your vani is the cake and the icing and the cherry also. Thank you. Very nice. Every reflection was so nice. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Your vani is a sweetness in the cake, Prabhuji, and in the cherry.
No, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Okay, Lavanya Mataji, please go ahead.
So please accept my pranams. Thank you so much for your lecture. I had a question that we hear about the Vipralamba Bhav, but before the Vipralamba Bhav, the Sambandh Bhav comes. So how can, in this condition, in this truly, like in the bounded form of the material natures, in the such conditioned state, how can we even develop that Sambandh with Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu?
It is very easy. One has to be in the association of advanced devotees. Krishna Prema Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Prema Janmeteho Haya Mukhya Anga. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita instructs us that Krishna Prema Janma Mula Haya Sadhu Sangha. The root cause of appearance of Krishna Prema in the heart is Sadhu Sangha. And when Krishna Prema has manifested, then also Sadhu Sangha remains a Mukhya Anga, a very important limb of bhakti. If we associate with the pure devotees, if we hear their Harikatha, if we hear their Kirtans, we may not be able to personally hear them, but on ISKCON Desire Tree on YouTube, their Vani has so much potency that by their Vani, we will be able to develop our Sambandha. Not only with the Parampara, but also with the origin of the Parampara, with Paramakaruna, Prabhu Duijana, Nitai, Gaurachandra, with them. We will get the Sambandha Jnana by the mercy of Guru. So associating with pure devotees through their Vani, through Seva to them, and through our spiritual master. We must find a spiritual master who will give us that Sambandha Jnana, who will nourish that Sambandha Jnana. And then the Abhideya will start. And then things like Vipralambha, they come in Prayojan. That is Prayojan Tattva. So for Vipralambha, first there has to be Milan. then there is Vipralamba. So yes, just by practicing the limbs of bhakti sincerely, taking shelter of the pure devotees, hearing their vani, hearing their kirtan, their katha, and serving them in some way. That's how we will make progress. Okay?
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please keep me in your prayers that I always serve the lotus feet of Gurudev and please him someday.
Yes, I pray like that to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, Sri Gopinath. Hare Krishna. Yes, Parima Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Again, a very nectarian class, Prabhuji. I had this one question that I was just wondering. I mean, Mahaprabhu had so much of bhava and so much of vipralamba, but when he initiated the six Goswamis, did they experience similar bhavas of the similar intensity? Or, I mean, just if there is any reference anywhere in our Gaudiya scriptures.
Yes, he Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kuta Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vane Kuta Ghoshanta Viti Sarvato Rajapure Kedair Mahavevalau Vande Rupa Sanatano Raguyugau Shri Jiva Gopalakam. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling separation from Krishna as our Acharya. But the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are feeling separation from all three. From Radha Krishna Maharnisham Prabhajato. Day and night they are worshipping Radha and Krishna. And they are Shachi Sunu Kimme Nayana Sarani Vyasyati Punaha. They are praying. Where will we have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Dev again? So they are feeling separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Radha and Krishna. So they are also feeling the deepest feelings of Vipralamba and Milan also. So yes, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are feeling. In fact, it is said that the Manjaris, which are the six Goswamis, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lavanga Manjari, I have told this example many times, that like a Tulsi plant, the Manjari is at the very top. And when the wind of separation blows, the Manjaris shake the maximum. So Radha and Krishna are like the trunk of the Tulsi tree, Tulsi plant. And the Sakhis are like the leaves, but the Manjaris are the Manjaris. The Manjaris feel the maximum ecstasy. Because the spiritual mathematics is ulta. This world is Urdhva Mula Madhashaka, it's ulta. But in the spiritual world, a straight Siddhanta is Dinera Adhika Daya Kare Bhagavan. One who is the lowest is the highest. So therefore, Das, Das, Anudas. The Sakhis are directly serving Radha and Krishna. And the Manjaris, like Champak Manjari, who is Srila Narottam Das Thakur, is saying, Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Brinda Agyaya Koribo Seva Charanaravinda. Manjaris are maid servants of the Sakhis, and therefore their ecstasy is the greatest. The greatest ecstasy is the Manjaris, then the Sakhis, and then Radhesham. And Radhesham want it like that. They are so merciful that they give more ecstasy to their own devotees. So like that. Is that okay, Parima Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It's so sweet and so nectarian. But Prabhuji, is it, I mean, this kind of separation, and I mean, because they were like actually Manjaris, so they could experience that. But like, we are like ordinary Jivas. So, you know, that kind of separation, I don't know if we can attain it.
Whatever a Jiva can attain, it depends on what Krishna reveals. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita writes, that what is the capacity of a small bird to span the limitless sky?
Yeah.
Still the bird flies to the extent that it has power. So to the extent that Krishna empowers us, Paurusham Rishu, Balam Balavatam Chaham, Krishna says, to the extent Krishna empowers us, to that extent we will feel. ecstasy. To that extent, we will feel vipralambha and sambhog and all these emotions. To the extent that Krishna gives us, to the extent that Krishna gives us, we'll understand. But nobody can understand Krishna and Radharani fully. But whatever Krishna gives, that is more than enough for the jiva. Whatever ecstasy they help us experience, that is more than enough. The jiva is completely happy, completely satisfied. So, like that. Is that okay?
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Dandavat pranams. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dr. Krishna Katha. Dr. KK.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, as a neophyte devotee, I'm having little this thing. See, Krishna, Radha and Krishna are one and the same. And the feeling of separation, how is it like that? And
to experience this feeling of separation, they appear as two. Anyonya vilasa rasa asvadana kari. To taste this vilasa rasa, this enjoyable relationship of dancing with each other, talking with each other, feeding each other, doing one vihar lila with each other, playing holi with each other, doing nauka vihar with each other, doing jhulan with each other, doing chandan yatra with each other. To enjoy all these relationships, all these pleasure pastimes, they appear as two. Radha Krishna ekatma dui deha. Anyonya vilasarasa asvadana kari. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for enlightening. Thank you for the beautiful song, Prabhuji. Thank you. Kindly posted that one, Prabhuji.
Which song?
That song that you are singing.
Radha Krishna ekatma dui deha dhari. That is Chaitanya
Charitamrita. In the verse you are talking, Chaitanya Bhagavatam class, that you are singing that verse that you are singing, Prabhuji.
I'm reading from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's asking
me Shakti. Yeah, Mataji can share. Priti Vilasini Mataji also Vilas.
Anyonya
Vilas.
Thank
you. She's also
enjoying. Thank you for enlightening me.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you, Karpagavali Mataji. Very nice to have your darshan and thank you for joining Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank
you are a medical doctor, Mataji? Or PhD?
Yes, I'm a gynecologist, sir. I'm a gynecologist.
Achha, my mummy also is a gynecologist. She retired.
Your mummy? She's retired. So, your specialty, doctor?
Medicine. Hospital medicine.
General
medicine. Only to inpatient. Inpatient.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Okay, so I think we are done with all the questions. Let me quickly look at the chat box. Okay, so Darshini Madhuri, thank you for sharing the Shad Goswami Ashtakam. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Jai Gaur Haribol.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hari Haribol. Thank you all so much.
Hari Haribol.
We are ending the call here. See you again tomorrow with another next session.
Thank you all, Prabhuji and Mataji.
Thank you.